All right, I've got one Hollywood breakup and one Hollywood marriage to tell you about coming up in just a second. First, Oprah continues to make dreams come true, this time with an iPhone. So Oprah visited Morehouse College in Atlanta, and she was there because she was being honored for a scholarship fund that she established for the school back in 1989 for the students there.
Okay.
After the ceremony, a couple of students caught up with her outside, and one of the guys asked her for a selfie, and she agreed, but she couldn't help but call out this student for his cracked iPhone screen, which we see all the time. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Oprah.
Hey, that's me. That's me in your cracked phone.
He said, that's me in your cracked phone. So this guy posted the video of Oprah making fun of his phone screen online. People loved it. It went viral. And then a day later, the student got a DM that said, Oprah already has this phone for you, and it's my job to make sure you get it.
Oh, come
on.
So
the student sent his address. He received his phone and posted a picture of the new phone and the new phone case that Oprah bought him online. And Oprah included a personal note that said, we can't have you out here viewing the world through a cracked screen or a cracked cover.
No. Did she get him a case to go with it?
Yep.
Because
okay,
yeah. Good. Nice Otterbox. Yeah, nice.
Got a case as well. When I see these stories, I'm like, I'd be doing that all the time if I was rich like Oprah.
I know. Buying people phones.
How fun is that, though?
I've been begging my girlfriend to get a new phone because her screen is cracked. I mean, like, it's been cracked for over a year now. I'm like, how do you live with yourself?
Tell her to DM Oprah. Yeah. There you go.
Or pull an Oprah yourself and get it for her yourself.
I'll tell her to DM Oprah.
All right. Lady Gaga is single again. Had to find the saddest Lady Gaga song to tell this story. So, as we know, she was dating a guy named Dan Horton, and apparently they ended things last week. I mean, she doesn't seem too torn up about it yet. Maybe it hasn't hit yet. She shared a photo on her Instagram story this weekend with a friend who's about to get married, and Lady Gaga was sure to mention that she herself is now, in fact, single.
Do you think she'll ever settle down?
I don't know if she's the type. I don't know. She's such an artiste.
I know.
You know?
I know.
We'll
see. Very transient.
Are we really going to go through this story without mentioning Bradley Cooper once? Are we really going to do this? I mean, good for you. Well done.
You want them together. You want them together. It wasn't all breakup news out of Hollywood this weekend, though. Jennifer Lawrence is now a married woman. Mm. She and Cook Maroney tied the knot in Rhode Island in the most spectacular mansion ever in Newport.
Yeah,
this place
nice.
Was beautiful. Her now husband, Cook, is an art gallery director who doesn't really seem to be into the spotlight. He
totally
really
not.
Lays low and does his own thing. But Kris Jenner, Emma Stone, Ashley Olsen, Cameron Diaz, Nicole Richie, and Adele were all there to celebrate, so you couldn't dodge the spotlight for their wedding night. 150 guests total. Jennifer Lawrence wore Dior, and this is the best part of the wedding. They had house-made marshmallow s'mores at their wedding.
Amazing.
And now I have decided I can't get married unless s'mores are on the menu. So delicious. The food looked amazing, and the
Thanks,
celebrities
J-Law.
Looked great, too. Exactly. No wedding will ever be great unless there's s'mores now. All right, it's Nikki, and that is your biz. Coming up, we've got your chance to win an awesome prize with Are You Smarter Than Sam? Two tickets to see a conversation with President Barack Obama here in Montreal.
Nice.
Exactly. If you can take Sam down, they're all yours. We're going to play coming up in about 6 minutes. We've got Sam Hunt on the way and Sean Paul up first with J Balvin.